South Sudan became the world's newest nation on Saturday when it officially became independent of the Khartoum government. The event is the culmination of a 2005 peace deal that ended more than two decades of civil war between Sudan's Arab-dominated north and the mainly Christian and animist south. The Bishop Emeritus of the Southern Diocese of Torit, Parry de Taban, was bishop when southern Sudan suffered some of its most intense fighting. He says the independence of South Sudan is a moment of great joy.
I look with hope. First of all, I also thank God for giving this country to Africa. And this is a country. People may look at the poverty, at the structure of the people, illiteracy, and all this. I look at their faith and their strength. And I think all the world, including African countries, were afraid. Will these people succeed? Are they crazy to go against these strong countries, the Arab world? Are they crazy? I say they are not crazy. They are people of hope. Everybody was afraid to see that the South should have used another means of negotiating with the, even to give up, to say we better live that type of life and to be alive, but they never gave up. And this is the strongest country of Africa, both in faith and in determination. There are people who have lived, I live with them, in mosquitoes, with snakes, eating any type of things, and yet they persevere. The people of perseverance, I say that I'm not afraid that this could be one of the strongest country of Africa.